Martin Tankleff is no stranger to injustice. He's made it his personal mission to help get wrongful convictions turned over because he's been through the experience himself.
In 1990, I was wrongfully convicted of the murder of my parents. I served almost 18 years in prison. When my convictions were reversed, dismissed, the true perpetrators were identified. Some of them remain free. Some of them have been deceased.
Tankleff got through that process with the help of childhood friend Mark Howard. Howard enrolled in law school to help fight for Tankleff and get him out of prison. After succeeding, they joined forces and began teaching others about wrongful conviction.
It's the right thing to do. My life was saved from people getting involved. And I said to Mark, and Mark and I agreed that we couldn't just turn our backs. We had to pay it forward.
This past spring, Howard and Tankleff co-taught a class at Georgetown University in which 16 students reinvestigated four cases of wrongful conviction. Among them was Valentino Dixon, the Buffalo man convicted of murdering 17-year-old Toriano Jackson during a street fight in August 1991.
Mr. Dixon was convicted on the testimony of three witnesses. There was no physical evidence at all that was part of the trial.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn explains that testimony evidence was given by three men, including two who were victims of the shooting. Dixon maintained his innocence in the murder all along, and shortly after the shooting, another man, Lamar Scott, confessed to it. But Scott recanted during Dixon's trial, and Dixon was sentenced to 39 years behind bars. Tankleff and Howard's students met with Dixon, talked to the lawyers who worked both sides of his trial, interviewed witnesses, and spoke with Dixon's family. Multiple people told them Scott confessed to them, and Dixon was not the murderer. Their evidence was shared with Dixon's lawyer and presented to Flynn's office as part of a 440 motion to overturn the conviction. They also compiled their work into a short documentary. Yesterday, after Scott pleaded guilty to the murder in court, Dixon's motion was accepted. Here's that moment in the courtroom.
Mr. Dixon, given the facts and circumstances of this case and the people's extensive investigation and their position with regard to your motion, I will grant your motion to vacate your convictions for murder in the second degree, attempted murder in the second degree, and assault in the third degree.
Dixon's fourth charge of criminal possession of a weapon used to kill Jackson was not overturned, but the time he would have served for it already passed.
They have done the calculations and have found that you are eligible for release today.
French exchange student Julie Fragonas worked on Dixon's case at Georgetown. She says hearing his family cry and clap when the judge announced he would go free was one of the high points of her academic career. But she says one of the greatest challenges was that not many people are interested in wrongful convictions and prison reform.
So just getting everyone's attention, especially after a crime that happened 28 years ago, getting like witnesses to testify, everyone to get involved and solve this injustice, that was one of the biggest challenges we faced.
The documentary put together by Fragonas and her classmates was one of four produced as part of a series. The subjects of the other three are still awaiting exoneration. And Tankleff says the work isn't over. He encourages people to get involved with Georgetown's Prisons and Injustice Initiative.
Last year, I think there was about 160 exonerations nationally. And if you think about that, it's about one person every 2.5 days. And while we incarcerate the innocent person, the guilty people remain free to commit additional crimes, which victimize our communities, which has to stop.
Valentino Dixon, now a free man, says his work isn't over either. He says he'll help others find justice, too. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.